This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. Today, a young woman graduates from one of the city's magnet secondary schools. She's moving on to college and something else. She's a newly elected committee woman serving a community in South Philadelphia, one that straddles homes of the well-born and the powerfully poor. Shania Bennett is just 18 and is likely the youngest committee person Philly has ever known. She's certainly among the busiest residents. She's up to her elbows in volunteer work at the zoo, at the school superintendent's office. She's a youth leader at church and has served on student governments. I caught up with this superhuman young woman to talk about her path in these trying times for students and her attraction to politics.
I really got into politics kind of on my own, in a way. I was on Instagram, and I came across an Instagram posting of a town hall. I absolutely loved the meeting. The only part that I wasn't so pleased with was I didn't see, like, any young people there at all. I knew from that moment that was going to be my opportunity to, like, be that young voice for my community.
What does a young voice at the table have to offer?
Just more insight. You know, we're affected by the same things older people are affected by in terms of everything.
You've just been elected committee person for the 48th Ward, 12th Division. Describe that area of the city.
So it's in South Philadelphia. It's literally like a border of what makes South Philly, I guess, what people consider good or bad. Some people, if they live on a good side, I guess they don't really care or aren't as interested. The people on like the bad side, I guess, they feel like they want change.
What do you mean by good side, bad side?
More minorities live on one side, or you have like Girard Estates and you have like South Philly, like Snyder Avenue side.
And what differences do you notice in those two sides?
More community cleanups on one side, mm-hmm. Not so many community cleanups on another side, more gun violence on one side, not so much gun violence on the other. Things like that.
Okay. You must be a very good networker, because a committee person has to be a very good networker. Are you prepared to do that kind of work?
Yes.
What duties do you look forward to doing?
I look forward to voter registration, getting more young people involved in the voting process, understanding how local government works, who their elected officials are, how to be connected with them, just being a better citizen.
You just voted for the first time. How did that feel?
I felt like, wait, my first time voting and I'm voting for myself. It was just like funny. It was a good feeling though.
How did you drum up votes?
So I actually went campaigning. I went door to door and people were so interested with me.
Did you feel like there were two or three things you'd share with people when you went door to door about yourself?
Yeah. One, that I was 18. I volunteered for like Larry Krasner's campaign. So I used that a lot.
District attorney in Philadelphia.
I used that I volunteered for Jordan Harris, who was my state rep, and just my passion for wanting the community to be better. And they were just blown away.
You're about to receive a high school diploma, and you completed a dual enrollment program in criminal justice. You've been accepted to Penn State. You're going to study criminology. Why criminology?
My brother, that's my biggest inspiration.
How so?
He finished school when he was 16. And he had went to Temple, graduated with his bachelor's at 20. In the house, we had like a bookshelf. It was like all these criminal justice books. And the one that captivated me the most was The New Jim Crow. I read that book. And when I actually got into dual enrollment, my English class was reading that book again. And I just loved it more. So that's when I declared my major to be criminology. I simply loved it from that, reading that book.
I've read that you lost 4 close friends to gun violence and that fuels your drive toward taking on service activities. Tell us about that.
It started actually when I was 14. I lost my friend Azeem Chatwin. He was in 8th grade. I couldn't really understand it at 14-year-old. When it happened the second time, it was another friend. I felt like, man, what can I do about this? It's like never ending. And when it got to my 4th friend, I felt like, these are my friends. I love them, and I feel like I can't do nothing about it. And it seems like no one in my community or my city or any leaders are really doing anything about it as well. In the moment, they come out to the candlelight vigil. They'll say, put the guns down. We need justice. We need better gun laws. But when no one is being killed, it's like it's not talked about at all.
Yeah, I wanted to get to that with the National School Walkout this year. Did you participate in that?
Yes, I did.
That was when students across the country walked out of their classrooms for 17 minutes to honor 17 people killed in Parkland, Florida, in a high school mass shooting in February. After that, some people were worried that the student movement that was part of that would peter out. Do you think that it is petering out?
I feel like for the students that are really passionate about it, not at all. I hear friends talking about it all the time. Like, yeah, we walked out today, but what can we do tomorrow? My school, we have like a whole memorial still up.
Shania, you mentor at-risk youth, teaching them about nonviolence and peace. What do you tell them?
I try to steer them right. I try to tell them about their endless possibilities if they apply themselves. I tell them, be the person that you wanted to be when you were younger. That's the way I live my life. I didn't have too many role models growing up. I actually didn't even know any African-American professionals until I started doing internships or taking a risk and trying to see, like, who would mentor me. Or, yes, I had my parents, but I never knew anyone outside of them.
There are all kinds of graduation speeches this time of year. You're going to be addressing a group. What's your message?
I will tell them, you know, do what you love, what you're passionate about, and that education is important. It's not just about moving up today, but it's about moving up until you get to 12th grade and graduating.
I want to share a text I just sent to my kids. I wrote, whatever your talent, fulfill it.
That's exactly what I want to tell them.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Shania Bennett graduates from the Girard Academic Music Program in Philadelphia today. She's a newly elected committee woman in South Philadelphia. It's Morning Edition.